Biden's DHS hides data on arrests, deportations of criminal illegal aliens. By John Binder on March 17, 2022. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is seemingly hiding a series of data related to the arrests and deportations of illegal aliens throughout the United States during his first year in office. This week, Biden's Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency released their annual report for the fiscal year 2021, months later than prior administrations have published the report. The report showed that Biden has drastically gutted interior immigration enforcement, with arrests of illegal aliens dropping nearly 50% and deportations getting slashed by 78% since fiscal year 2019. Overall, just a little more than 74,000 illegal aliens were arrested from October 2020 to September 2021. A bulk of was arrested while former President Trump was still in office, making Biden's arrest count even smaller. Likewise, less than 60,000 illegal aliens were deported. Notably missing from the report is a laundry list of datasets, such as the number of illegal aliens that were issued ICE detainers in the fiscal year 2021. That number is particularly significant because it would show the impact that Biden's so-called sanctuary country orders, where most illegal aliens are shielded from arrest and deportation, have had on preventing ICE agents from nabbing illegal aliens from local law enforcement custody after they are arrested for crimes. When ICE officials were asked by Breitbart News whether the missing data would be published in the future, the agency responded with a generic statement reading, "We will get back with you when we have additional information." Former ICE official John Feer noted the missing data, which also includes criminal charges and convictions against illegal aliens, arrests and deportation totals by month, deportation data categorized by country of citizenship, daily detainee population, number of illegal aliens not detained by ICE, deportations categorized by arresting agency, all data related to family units and unaccompanied alien children, UACs, arrest and deportation data categorized by pending criminal charges. The natural conclusion from this lack of transparency is that the data shows that the Biden administration's extremely limiting immigration enforcement guidelines have been disastrous for public safety, and that the administration does not want to defend it in the court of public opinion or in actual courtrooms where its policies are currently facing serious judicial scrutiny, Feer wrote for the Center for Immigration Studies. The report broke with prior year reports when it comes to visuals and comparisons to other fiscal years. Whereas the report under Trump gave comparisons of each dataset to the prior two fiscal years, including via charts, the report under Biden gives no such visual. The agency's diversity programs, on the other hand, were played up. For example, the report noted the number of ICE employees who underwent unconscious bias, cultural sensitivity, and implicit bias training. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.